The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Home Depot has news that will come as great comfort to your bathroom or bedroom. Right now, you'll find beautiful savings on soft, comfortable bath towels, fresh bed linens, pillows, and cozy comforters. See it all online. Order in minutes. You can even get free delivery right to your door, which is also a pretty nice feeling. Save on select bedding and bath. Get easy online returns. Everything for your home. Everything from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only, valid through July 22nd. Limitations apply.
Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. Before we get started, I want to give you guys something that I found that I think is going to be awesome. Couple of episodes back, maybe last episode, I don't remember, we were talking about a couple of books. One was The Cow in the Parking Lot, and the other that I talk about a lot is Nonviolent Communication. Don't know if you all are readers or not. If not, that's great. I've got something here that I think you will be interested in. So I signed up for Audible Affiliate, and I want to give you guys a link where you can go get 30 days of Audible free, as well as a free audio book. Get one of those books, you can get another book, you can get whatever you want, I don't care. But if you use this link, you'll help the show out, you'll help us get a little bit more money for the show, we can do some more stuff for you guys, it would be great. So that link is www.audibletrial.com/angerpodcast. So if you use that link, you can get 30 days free of Audible, as well as a free book. Again, that link is www.audibletrial.com/angerpodcast. I'll put that link in the show notes in case you missed it, but I would really appreciate it if you guys could use that link, go get your free trial, go get your free book. You'd really help out the show and really kind of help me out too. So on that note, let's talk about our subject today. Today we're going to talk about our triggers, those things that happen that make us angry. And I've heard it a lot coming from different groups, different Facebook groups. I've heard people talk about it. If I just avoid those things that make me angry, I don't get angry. You're right. You won't get angry. If you avoid those things that make you angry, you won't get angry. But you'll never overcome those things. Those triggers, those anger things, those buttons that you have will always be there. A famous psychologist by the name of Carl Jung said it best, I think. A man who has not passed through the inferno of his own passions has never overcome them. What he's saying is you've got to face these things, right? If you never face the things that make you angry, the things that trigger your anger the most, you'll never overcome them. They'll always be there. You'll always be fighting that battle. Or you'll always be working to avoid them. You'll always be trying to stay away from your mother-in-law or whatever, right? The traffic, right? How can you avoid traffic? Well, if that's your trigger, now you've got to figure out a way to avoid sitting in traffic or having people cut you off or write anything, whatever. You can't avoid those things. As hard as we try, we cannot avoid our triggers. So all we're doing by filling our head with this idea of I'll just avoid the things that make me angry. I won't do these things that trigger my anger. I won't do this stuff that's making me mad or is aggravating me or is whatever, right? You're never going to learn from it. You'll never overcome it, right? The path to change has to come from within. For you to overcome these things, you have to look within yourself. You have to find why these things are triggering your anger, right? I know, but for me, my anger comes from the idea of when I don't have control, right? If I don't have control over everything going on around me, I lose my mind, right? I will absolutely just seethe with anger. And it took me so long to overcome that. I'm still working to overcome that, honestly, but it's getting better because I've leaned into that. I've given up that control. As I said a couple episodes ago, I've given my wife control over the finances. Years ago, that would have never happened. And at first, it was a struggle. It was hard. I had to really force myself to not get frustrated and check the bank account every day and go, well, what bill did you pay this week? How much money do we have left? What's going on with this? What's going on with that, right? And it took a lot. The idea is, guys, don't be afraid to lean into those things that make you angry, those things that trigger your anger. Because if you don't, you're always going to be an angry person. And it's so much nicer to know that you can go out and deal with that long checkout line, right? That drives me nuts. When you go to Walmart, I don't know about you guys, they seem to have like one register open and it's always got a line going out the door. And it just irritates the crap out of me to stand in that line. And now I'm still irritated. I'm still frustrated about it, but I don't let that anger seethe onto other people, my wife, my kids, whoever, in that moment, because I can lean into that and go, okay, this is a thing. This is something that aggravates me. Why is it aggravating me? Because I value my time. I value my ability to get in, get out quickly. I can't do that now. That's okay. I can handle being in this line. Maybe my wife and I can have a conversation. Maybe I can play with the kids for a little bit. Whatever, right? It's okay. We also need to not expect that we're going to be cool and calm the first few times we try to confront those triggers. You're not going to confront that line at Walmart the first time where you're going to go, okay, I'm going to confront this trigger. I'm going to lean into this. It's not going to work the first time. It might not work the first 10 times. You're going to still get angry. You're still going to get frustrated. You may still lash out. You may hold it in longer. You may keep it there longer, hold it longer, and keep that seed longer. But it's still going to come out, and that's okay. You haven't failed. You tried, and trying is all you can do sometimes. If you give it your best, and you know you've given it your best, that's all you can do, right? It takes time to build these new pathways. It takes time to build this new approach to dealing with our anger and to dealing with those things that frustrate us, right? You didn't learn these ideas and these methods of dealing with your anger overnight. Some of us like to think we did. We like to think that all of a sudden I was this angry, violent person. And I don't know where it came from. And that's not true. It took you years of repeated ideas, repeated effort, repeated doing this thing, getting this positive, if you will, feedback from it, going, okay, well, this worked. This got me the result that I wanted. And it reinforced. Well, now we've got to do the same, but we've got to kind of do it, so to speak, in reverse. Right now, we've got to realize that the positive outcome, the outcome of not getting angry, the outcome of not getting violent, aggressive, that's our positive. That's our win. That's the thing we're reaching for. And every time we're able to do that, it's a victory. Whether you did it for 5 minutes or 5 seconds, totally irrelevant. You did it. You held on to not being angry, not seeking violence, not using aggression or control to get what you wanted. And that's a win, guys. And if you're able to do that today and not tomorrow, that's okay. Just know that you tried, you gave your best. A couple episodes from now, maybe the next few episodes, we're going to do a four-part on a really, really good book that I came across years ago that I think will help a lot of you guys. I'm not going to dive too deep into it now, but it's coming. Want to give you guys a heads up on that. You really want it. You listen to this. It'll be great. To end this, I want to ask you guys a favor. I need you guys to do me a favor. I appreciate you listening. I do. I love all of you guys who've written to me and given me feedback and told me how much you enjoy the show. That's amazing. I wholeheartedly love it. I want to ask you guys to do me a favor, though. Can you go onto my site and go to the thing? This thing is called Buy Me a Coffee for $3. $3 one time. You can do a monthly thing. I don't care. You can buy me a coffee. I run on coffee. I'm a coffee addict. But not only will you be doing that, you'll be helping the show. You'll be helping me cover some of my costs for hosting, for building this new website I'm working on. You guys will love it. I can't wait to launch it. It's going to have an app to go with it for your phone, Android, Apple. It's going to be awesome. But those costs are expensive, guys. And I've been eating them for a long time and I don't mind. But I would love it if y'all could go on there, buy me a coffee. Show me how much you love it. Show me how much you love the show. It would mean so much to me. Anybody that buys me a coffee before I release the next episode, I will give you a personal shout out on the podcast on that episode. It would mean tremendous amount to me, guys. On that note, remember, lean into those triggers. Don't let them overpower you. Don't let them control your life. They're there. They'll always be there. Confront them the best you can. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. We will talk again soon.
If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.
Make it bigger. No, smaller. Never mind. Go back to the original. These are the challenges that designers have to put up with. Thankfully, Shutterstock makes it easy. With millions of vectors, photos, illustrations, and more, you can always find what you need to create something special. Visit Shutterstock.com/design to get inspired by curated collections and find the best of the best for seasonal campaigns. And right now, you can try Shutterstock for free for 1 month and download 10 free images. To start your free trial, just visit Shutterstock.com/design.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.